Hello, this is Sean Kennedy, the editorial director and interim editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm here in Washington, D.C. at a press conference from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Gallup poll organization, and they just released a study seeking opinion leaders' thoughts on nursing. One of the key findings they found was that these opinion leaders identified the top barriers to nurses' increased fluency and leadership as not being perceived as important decision makers. 69% of the opinion leaders held that belief. And I'm here with Susan Hassmiller of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, who participated in a panel after the press conference. And I want to ask Sue, since Robert Wood Johnson has been such a driving force in helping move nursing ahead, especially in the areas of leadership, what that finding means to her. Sue?
Well, I think we have done a lot at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. As most everyone knows, we have supported many efforts to boost the education of nurses, the research of nurses, their ability to do research, and boost their leadership capacity. And it's going to take a lot more work. I mean, we have all of our history behind us, where we came from. I think nurses have come a very long ways, but we have much more work to be done. And it was no surprise that the responders of the Gallup survey said that nurses really don't have a lot of influence. It was no surprise. But the very good news for us was that they really thought we should have more influence. People, I think, get it. People understand that nurses are at the front lines of care. We protect people. We improve their outcomes. We keep them out of the hospitals. We're in the community. We are there where people live, work, and play. So people do get it. It's a matter of how to get that influence. Even if people get it, we still have that barrier of how to get there.
Right. And Patty, I think it was Patty Gerritsen, who
Garrity,
from the Philadelphia's Health Street Center, Family Health Center.
Is that the 11th Street Health Center in inner city Philadelphia?
A nurse-managed center, who also pointed out that of all the people they identified, that the opinion leaders identified as having influence, patients and nurses were at the bottom level. And Patty pointed out that it's really an oxymoron that the people who are at the heart of this, of delivering care, and the people who are at the center of receiving the care have very little influence as to how that care gets there and what kind of care that is.
Well, it doesn't make sense, and the first thought that entered my mind when you said that was, okay, so if nurses and patients are at the bottom of the spectrum, all right, let's get together. Let's put patients and nurses together. That's a natural sort of partnership to sort of advocate for what's needed in this country. But the reality of the situation, Sean, is that we have a healthcare system that doesn't really reward, unbelievably, doesn't reward the kinds of things.
Sue, one of the things that I noticed in the survey was that they had at the bottom rung, so to speak, of influence were nurses and patients. So the people who are at the heart of both delivering and receiving health care are way down there, not influencing how that care gets to people and what that care actually is.
Well, it's interesting, as you mentioned that, Sean, when you asked me about patients and nurses, they're sort of linked in my mind. They're natural partners. So I'm thinking, hey, let's turn this into lemonade. Let's take the two that are at the bottom of the rung and make that group the most powerful advocates for patients. But the reality of the situation is our system is not set up to really take the importance of so much what nurses do. This is all about money and who gets reimbursed. And the study did say that the decision makers were those who got reimbursed and those were the physicians. So we're not really set up to be the decision makers in some regard, because we don't rule the purse strings.
Money is power.
Money is power. I think if we can change some of the financing in this country, I think that is one step.
Yeah, and Robert Wood Johnson has done, even in that area, promoted nursing with patients. The Center for Nursing at AARP, making that connection with AARP.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. That was a very strategic move on our part to give $10 million to the AARP to start a center to champion nursing in America. And, you know, we heard in this survey one of the barriers, or the largest barrier to not making more effort in terms of being at the table, is we don't have a singular voice. And we hope at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation that the Center to Champion Nursing in America can help to unify nurses, can help to be that voice in Washington, D.C. and across the country in partnership with patients.
Right, and one of the issues that always seems to come up is the unified voice. Nurses have been so fragmented historically, and currently there's the American Nurses Association, the Nurses Union have now formed National Nurses United, although even within the union framework there's a group that have pulled out of even that and started another union. We're fragmented on entry into practice, as Rich Hader from Meridian Health System pointed out in the press conference, that one of the issues we have to get straight is that. And one of the things that I'm wondering is, do you think the public, and since if the public is, that the legislators themselves are also confused as to who speaks for nursing and you know, what nurses are all about, and what does it take to be a nurse?
I think that, well, I mean, look, we are split with our educational level, so it is an issue. It certainly is an issue. But, you know, there is truth. I really do believe there is truth. Some of it is sort of a red herring and an excuse for nurses not making more progress in this country. They don't have a single voice, right? It's like a red herring. But on the other hand, I do think there's a lot of truth to that, because I've had colleagues on Capitol Hill and in the state legislative systems and organizations who say that nurses come to them with different issues and opposing sides, and, you know, education is one of those things. But, you know, if we could pick a couple of things and be known for those couple of things as a unified voice, I think that'll go a long ways towards that particular barrier. We'll always have some of those differences, but right now the differences sometimes tend to rule us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and right. Mary Naylor mentioned the new National Quality Alliance that is, organizations can opt into it. Mm-hmm. Ellen Kurtzman and her group at down in Virginia at George Mason are coordinating that group, and I'm understanding that that's just getting off the ground now. But that's supposed to gather and coordinate information on patient safety and nurses' contributions to quality, safety, cost effectiveness.
Right. You know, we did that. That, of course, is a Robert Wood Johnson sponsored, funded effort, and we did that for a couple of reasons. You saw that the study said that if nurses have influence around something, it is around medical errors and that safety and quality issue, right? People do get that part of it. But interestingly enough, we found in the country that there were a lot of organizations and a lot of movements, and they were not including the voice of nursing. Even when nurses have at the front line, certainly, the most to do with ensuring the safety and quality of our citizens. And so we wanted to put together an alliance that people could come to, so they wouldn't have an excuse anymore. Well, we didn't know who to invite to the table. We don't know what nurses think about safety and quality. We wanted to take that excuse off the table and put together an alliance so that people, you know, Reed Tuckson talked about, well, we don't have a Rolodex of nursing leaders that we can call upon. Here is the Rolodex for nurses in safety and quality. No more excuses.
That's great. That's great. Well, and the American Academy of Nurses Raise the Voice campaign is also trying to do a similar kind of effort in making sure that nurses who are doing innovative, creative, cost-efficient, quality initiatives, that their voices and their projects are getting out there to key people. And with Donna Shalala, I gather that will provide, hopefully, a greater visibility within these opinion leaders.
Absolutely. We're so fortunate to have Donna Shalala as the chair of our committee, the Initiative on the Future of Nursing. I want to send her this webcast that we did of our press conference today, because she would be, I think, very, very proud of what was said here today and what she herself stands for. She believes almost everything that has gone on today. So we're very fortunate to have her.
Now, how will this Gallup poll survey inform the Future of Nursing Initiative?
That's what's really different about our initiative on the future of nursing. We are working with the Institute of Medicine, and normally their process is much more of a closed sort of group working on recommendations, getting some input. But, you know, I'd like to say Robert Wood Johnson Foundation blew it out of the water in terms of public engagement. So we're holding these big national forums. Our next one is in Houston on February 22nd, and that is on the future of nursing education. So we are actually bringing in a lot of information to this committee so that they can make their recommendations. And in fact, they will certainly get this report as one example.
Is part of what they're going to be looking at to inform their opinion some of these the meta-analysis and systematic reviews that have gone on before, such as the Cochrane collaboration on substituting nurse practitioners for primary care physicians? Will they be looking at that evidence, or are they strictly looking at nursing, not the scientific evidence about what nurses do, but just nursing as a profession?
Yes, I would say all.
All of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's an exciting. And when is that report coming out?
That report is coming out September of this year, and we will certainly have another press conference, and we're also going to hold a national launch conference, probably in October or the beginning of November, where we'll invite many kinds of different groups. I mean, a lot of what was talked about here today was the need for nurses to work with teams, within teams, their interdisciplinary teams. And so when we had this national launch conference, as we've tried the entire way, we want to bring people, nurses, but certainly people other than nurses who have a great deal of influence, sometimes more than nurses, many times more than nurses, who can really get it and help us, and more importantly, patients, get what they need.
The system, yeah. The one final question. I remember Angela McBride saying once that behind every great social movement in the United States, there was a nurse, if you look deep enough. Lillian Wall, for example, in public health. And it almost seems every time there's a new initiative in nursing, if you look, Robert Wood Johnson is behind that movement. And listening to Rita talk this morning, and you as well, about Robert Wood Johnson's commitment to nursing.
Yeah.
And this is not a this is a prolonged multi-pronged commitment to all aspects of nursing. Is there one other area that you felt that you haven't addressed yet, or you have your eye on as the next step that Robert Wood Johnson needs to bring nursing to?
I think we've dealt a lot with practice, education, research, and leadership. If there's one area, that would probably be in the area of primary care. That would be a particular interest of mine, because I came to the foundation because they wanted my expertise in primary care. And as we all know, there's a great shortage in primary care physicians. I think nurse practitioners can really assist in that effort to provide access to care for primary care.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for your time. I know you're pressed and going somewhere else, so thanks very much.
Thank you, Sean.